Forgiving doesn't mean forgiving and reminding. Okay, so in other words, if this person who was once at a church because of their fornication, let's say a couple months into their restoration, they offend you, you don't bring up the fact that they fornicated a couple months back or that they were, you know, disciplined for being a fornicator. Okay, you don't say, well, yeah, you know, I know you caught me listening to rap music, but, you know, hey, at least I wasn't a fornicator. Don't do that. Forgiving means you forgave. Okay, tell them I call them back. Just kidding. Forgiving means you forgive. You know, the Lord doesn't rub our sins in our faces. He's separated as far as east is from west. He's buried in the deepest part of the ocean, the Bible says. And so we're not reminded of those things. Now, we're chastised when we commit those things, but God doesn't shove it in our face. Neither should we, okay? We often, when someone's trying to get restored, we don't remind them of the mistakes they made in the past, their failures, okay? Because what happens is that discourages them, all right? And look, what about the sins that you've committed that you weren't even caught for? Yeah. What about the things that you've done and God had mercy and grace upon your personal life? Amen. So before you become this Pharisaical jerk and you start getting on the person who was restored but maybe messed up in the past, start thinking about your failures and the areas that you messed up on. And guess what? That'll cause you to put the brakes on a little bit when you're judging your brother who's coming back to church. Amen. Okay, so forgive them. But it doesn't say just forgive them. Guess what we got to do? Number two is comfort them. Okay, because if they've been chewed out by the devil, if they've been destroyed, then guess what? They need some comfort. They need some encouragement. Comfort comes through food. Let's go out to eat, man. You know, let's go to Arts. I'll get you a burger or whatever, you know, and let's go get a coffee. Let's hang out. Let's you move on as if nothing ever happened is what you do. You got to comfort them. All right. Include them in the fellowship. Include them when you go out soul winning. Include them when you go hang out outside of church. Include them. That's part of the comfort because that's what they need, okay? So, you know, they're overcome with much sorrow. So why do we need to comfort them after we forgive them? It's called closure. They need to have closure from the mistakes they made in the past. And let me just remind everyone is that anytime anybody gets disciplined, whether it's in a family setting, it's in a church setting, there has to be closure. Okay, let me give you an example of this, right? I come from a Hispanic home. So in Hispanic homes, the mom knows how to whoop, okay? She has a good hand. It doesn't matter how far you are in the room. She's got a good arm. She's very accurate, okay? And she's fast. The hand is fast, right? And the reason Hispanics are alive is because they know what I'm talking about. And, you know, I'm thankful that my mom whooped me when growing up. I'm really thankful for that. I wasn't thankful for it when it was happening, you know. I joke and I say, I learned how to box from my mom, okay? You know, just duking and dodging and trying to get out of the way. But here's the thing is, one thing that lacked a lot in Hispanic homes when it came to discipline was closure. Because I remember there'd be times when we would get whooped and it's just like my mom and I wouldn't talk for like days. It's just like, whoop, you get whooped and it's just awkward for days. You know, and you kind of have to ease into like talking to each other, like, you know, talking about something completely different. And then you just move on with your lives like a week later, you know. And by the way, I'm not complaining about my mom, nor am I dishonoring my mom, because my mom was not even saved. And she did a good job putting a whooping on me. And that's why I'm not dead today. OK, that's why I'm not involved in gangs and I'm not a stinking crack addict or anything like that. It's because my mom whooped me. Okay, so I'm thankful for that. But an element that was missing within that discipline was closure. You see, when anytime we get disciplined, there needs to be closure to that. So if you discipline your child, bring closure to that to say, hey, you did wrong and this is why I disciplined you. Now let's pray. Give them a hug and let them move on with their lives. Okay. And by the way, that's how you can avoid your children being bitter towards you too. Okay, because a lot of times people grow up and they're like, yeah, I was whooped, but it's just like, I was just so mad at my mom. I was so mad at my dad because there's no closure. But if your parents, you know, whooped you and then they brought closure to it, they hugged you, they prayed with you, you understood that it came from a person who actually loved you. They wanted what's best for you. And I'm not saying our parents didn't. Obviously, they didn't have the instructions of the Bible. They didn't have these principles that we can go by, but we do. So now there's no excuse. Amen. We have the Bible. We have the Word of God. We know what the Bible says. We can apply this to our personal lives, okay? So it's important to have closure in family, but guess what? In church as well. You know, that's why God says, hey, comfort that person. So don't just forgive them and give them the cold shoulder. You know, it's just like, I forgive him, but I'm not going to talk to him. I'm not even going to look at him. I'm just, you know, if he goes over there, I'm going to be over here, you know. Or if he, you know, takes from this drink right here, I'm going to go. I just don't want to see that person ever again. You don't have the right attitude, okay? Because forgiveness has to accompany comfort, okay? And a person who's mature in the Lord, who's not an immature little brat, will say, you know what? There's more to life than just this. Let me forgive my brother. Let me comfort him. And you'll gain your brother, you know? The greatest thing in life is to gain brethren, you know, to gain friends, to gain people that you love, that love you back, that have your back and you have theirs. But you know what? If you don't practice this manner of forgiveness and comfort, you lose brethren, okay? You want to make sure that you're a likable person. You know, a man who hath friends must show himself friendly. Amen. Well, part of that is just comforting and forgiving when that person has done wrong, okay? So there needs to be a element of closure when you discipline your children. There needs to be an element of closure when you get in a fight with your wife. I mean, a loud discussion with your wife. You know, if there's a time in your families and in your marriage where you guys don't agree and you get in an argument, well, first of all, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Second of all, I forgive you and I forgive, you know, okay. But let's go ahead and comfort, okay? Let's go ahead and start talking to each other once again. Let's get along once again, okay? Because forgiveness needs to be accompanied with comfort as well. Why? Because when you comfort, you're confirming your love toward them. You understand that? Okay.